rights union march, and we're going towards the convention center so we can tell the Republicans how we feel about how they treat poor people in America. So I was talking with you about the Free Mumia march that happened yesterday, and it was quite interesting because they met at Logan Square and there were pro-life people there. And I said, wouldn't it be great if we could get the pro-lifers to Free Mumia? Right. If they're all for life, then they should be for ending the death penalty as well.
Right. I agree with that. I don't agree with taking one's life. Even though one takes another life, you shouldn't take that person's life. One wrong doesn't make another right, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, two wrongs doesn't make a right.
One of the interesting things about the death penalty issue is that when you look at the people who are on death row, the vast majority of them, I don't know a rich man on death row. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't know any rich man that's on death row.
I don't know that many rich people who are in jail.
No, I don't either. Drug lords.
So it seems like they've got something figured out to keep themselves out of jail.
And to keep us making money.
And so we got to keep them making money. So what do you think the first step in reversing that is?
Well, first of all, it's a moral issue. We have to start one by one saying what's right, what's wrong. You know, it's about bringing, like a little baby. You have to mold them. If one person can mold oneself into doing the right thing or about helping someone do the right thing, then it spreads. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming out in force, Rochester.
All right, thank you.
Enjoy your day. Yep. All right, we are live here at the Kensington.
The Green Party and poor people and disability issues.
And how does the Green Party tie into economic human rights?
Well, I think it ties in because Ralph Nader, who is running for president along with Winona LaDuke for Vice, is committed to applying solutions that are just being talked about.
Are you from Philadelphia?
No, I'm from St. Paul. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I flew here.
When did you get here?
I got here 2 days ago. Late Saturday night, 10 o'clock. Yeah.
So were you at the Mumia March yesterday?
No, I didn't get, I had no information about that.
About Unity 2000. Well, what was your day like yesterday?
I went to Unity 2000.
And how was that?
At the time. That went real well. Marvelous.
In L.A. too?
Yeah, I'm planning on being in L.A. as well.
Well, you go. You just get around. So were you at A16 and IMF and World Bank thing too?
I didn't get to that. I would have liked to.
And WTO?
I wish I could have gotten there, but we were having a solidarity rally at home in solidarity with those who were able to go there. Part of the Beast Puppet and Mass Eater got some stuff out and came down to where we were at a governmental building, protesting, and one woman dressed up as Bill Gates looking pregnant as hell with greed. It was so funny. It was just a screech.
Well, it sounds like fun. Are you guys, what's your plan for the rest of the week?
My plan for the rest of the week is to take in the rest of what's left. I know tomorrow there's going to be a protest against the criminal injustice system.
Or the industrial prison complex.
Yeah,
as well.
I think so.
All right, well, have fun, and I hope you meet your agenda safely.
Thanks. What paper are you with?
We're going out live on WR2K.
Oh, okay.
WR2K. If you'd like to call in live,
yeah.
Before, you can call
okay.
my number. Any payphone will get you here.
Okay.
Any cell phone.
We say fight back. They say cut back, we say fight back. They say cut back, we say fight back.
Your hands are in the air. Why?
We say fighting.
Fighting.
Just fighting.
How old are you?
19.
19. Are you from Philly?
No, I work with ETS Atlanta, and I'm an Emory University student.
Are you coming down up from Georgia?
Yep. We drove all the way up here.
Oh, my God. How long was that?
About 13 hours.
Oh, wow. And all to protest the Republicans?
Yeah, we work with KWRU at ETS Philly, so they need our help, and we came up here and helped them.
Cool. And so the Republicans piss you off?
I don't want to start. I don't want to say anything.
Go ahead and start. Please inspire someone.
Bastard. I already got in trouble, so I'm not going to say anything else, but I figure you know what I'm trying to say.
It's all up in the air, and we feel it. Thanks a lot. Have fun today, all right?
Thanks.
Labor, labor, we love you. Show us what you're going to do. Labor, labor.
Getting awfully quiet down here. Why is it so quiet?
We're just waiting to walk over there and just, I don't know.
So you're trying to get close to the Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to tell them when you see them?
We just want to make the point of the different issues that we are here for. It is really important, and it is really good that the city people are seeing here that we're non-threatening. We're just making a peaceful
walk.
Yeah, I mean, we're having fun. However, we're not like here throwing rocks. We're expressing in a peaceful manner that we have morals, like not many people in there. They do lack morals because with their big banks, they're killing babies in third world countries. They're greedy. I mean, they're only looking after themselves and stuff like that. Therefore, we're here to express that the American people, most people do have morals, and most people demand that the government, I mean, we're expecting more out of the government, and they totally have let us down throughout the years. We still have capital punishment, which is killing people right and left without even being proved guilty. You know? So, I mean, somebody's got to do something, and we're doing something about it.
Are you from Philadelphia?
No, actually, I'm from D.C.
Were you down at the IMF World Bank protest?
I was right there, too.
What was your experience there?
It was my first protest, and I read in many newspapers that it was a failure. It was not a failure. Most people did not know what the IMF and the World Bank was until we got there, and we screamed, and we yelled, and we got arrested, we got pepper sprayed, we got everything, we got abused on the jails. But we did get the point across. Now people are reading about it, more people are educated about it, more people are actually be discussing about it. And in the future, you will see more people, more of the simple common people from around the country here.
Have you heard the term new economy?
I've heard it in many different definitions.
All right, but you know about globalization.
Yes, I do.
All right, if you go to the Republicans' webpage, the Convention 2000's webpage, they have a list of what items mean the most to you as a Republican. And one of the check boxes is called the new economy. And this is something that people who made globalization a dirty word want to make the new economy a dirty word too, because it's the same thing as globalization. It's all about free trade and corporate greed. So keep your eyes out, keep your ears open for that term and decry it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I will.
You guys have fun today, okay?
Thank you.
Profane existence, making punk a threat again. All right, WR2K, we are broadcasting live from...
Hi.
Do you want to tell me about your march today?
What would you like to know about the march?
Tell me anything that you want that will serve as inspiration to get more people out here.
Well, we're with a group of kids from West Philadelphia and from the Wise Women's Center, also in West Philly, who works with women on different issues. And we just wanted to take the kids out today so they recognize what's going on and that they have to participate in the process from their young, you know, so that it becomes political activism becomes a part of who they are. You know, it's not when they're 18 or 21 that you're trying to encourage folks to participate in issues as significant as this.
Is this the first time for a lot of these kids?
Yes, a lot of
and
them.
What are they saying? I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm having fun?
Actually, they're hanging out. People are giving them snacks. They're getting a lot of attention from folks.
And so, kids love that.
Right, and they have their puppets and all kinds of stuff that they've all made themselves with the help of some of the adults.
So what do you think they're learning out here?
I think they're learning a little bit more about the political process. You know, some of the adults are trying to explain to them, like, what the GOP is and what it stands for. And, you know, a lot of them are little, and so obviously they're not going to get a lot, but I think they'll get enough that they'll remember.
At least they'll realize it's not just about voting booths, but it's also about being in the streets.
Right, right.
All right, well, thanks a lot. And you said you're from West Philly?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you lived in Philadelphia?
6 years.
6 years, and has it gotten better or worse over those 6 years? As far as that, this is a march about economic human rights, and
right,
so
right.
How's it happened in 6 years for you?
I mean, we were just talking. I recognize that I'm privileged, you know. I mean, working privileged, but, you know, privileged. But I think there are lots of North Philadelphia, lots of parts of West Philly, Kensington, Southwest. I mean, there's still a lot of, you come down here and you see the, you know, they're building all these nice buildings. University of Pennsylvania is building, you know, Wharton is getting a new building, those kind of things. But there's still a lot of poor people. There's still a lot of people without jobs.
So it sounds like you're describing that economic revitalization that we keep hearing city officials talk about. And it sounds like you're saying it's very centralized.
Right. It's only for the people who already have it. It's not really being spread to the people who need it.
Yeah, so only for the people who have it.
Only for the, exactly.
Not
exactly.
For the people who need it. Thanks a lot. And
no,
you have
okay.
A great day today.
You too.
Let me give a...
Okay.
Bush and Gore, go away. Racist, fascist, anti-gay.
So these people are saying Bush and Gore, go away. So why both Bush and Gore?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm not the person to ask.
All right. Well, it's still fun to say, right? WR2K, welcome back to the streets where we're broadcasting live via cell phone. Hope it sounds okay. As we walk along, we're doing reports in interviews in the streets with the various beautiful protesters who are out here. We have a great diversity of people, old and young, and I think we have a good representation of various classes. So the classes can unite to help each other. Hi, do you want to talk live on radio?
No, thanks.
To you? Anybody?
The black block is going to be out in force tomorrow.
The black block is?
Yeah.
For what march?
For all day.
All day? Just around and about?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Keep your eyes open, is that what you're saying?
Well, the black block is here today, too.
Yeah.
But we're just, in respect for local anarchists, we're not wearing
masks. All right. Can you say black block, but, I mean, do people actually know what that is? Do you want to give a little brief description, definition?
It's not a group, it's a tactic. You have affinity groups all wandering around doing different things, and then you melt back, you hit and run, you melt back into the larger black bloc group. So that situationist, communists, syndicalists, anarchists, anybody can be in the black bloc. It's a tactic, it's not a group.
And the issues for the black bloc being in the streets here in Philly,
here? Worker self-management. We believe that people can govern themselves and manage themselves.
All right, and how have people been receptive? Are you trying to...
We've been all over. We have no problem getting places to stay. The common everyday people in Philadelphia welcome us with open arms every time we're walking around any neighborhood in Philadelphia. It's, yeah.
All right.
So we are welcome here. Yes, yes.
All right. Well, you guys have fun tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Ain't no power like the power of the people. That's the power of the people. Don't stop. Ain't no power like the power of the people. That's the power of the people. don't stop.
They want.
Ain't no power like the power of the people.
The power of the people don't stop.
They want.
Ain't no power like the power of the people.
The power of the people don't stop.
They want.
Ain't no power like the power of the people.
Hi, do you want to tell me why you're out here today?
Hi. Because it's so important that people join together to end the extraordinary poverty and sadness in this country. It's so important that we argue together for economic justice and for social justice. And the one way to do that is to stand against the regressive policies of the Republican and Democratic parties.
So you said both Republican and Democratic, you're standing against those parties. What are you going to be doing when the election 2000 rolls around in November?
I think that there are hundreds of thousands of people marching today, and what's great is that they all have different points of view, and they all recommend different kinds of strategies. And what's important to focus on is a common theme, that people, no matter what different strategies, have agreed to. And that very important message, I think, and I hope all of you know it by now, is human need, not corporate greed. So that is so important to focus on. One of the ways we can end poverty is to end wealth and to end the extraordinary concentration of wealth that causes so much misery and suffering in the world.
What about all those rich people right now who are saying, wait a minute, I have a human right to my wealth?
That is simply not true. The wealth is created by the people. Literally, you hear chants in the background, power to the people. It is the power of the people that creates wealth. And that wealth is taken away from the people by various social and economic policies that the government enacts to protect the interest of the upper class and the established class against the rights of all of the people, you see.
I just thought of a term to describe this economy, a runaway economy. It's running away from the poor and leaving them behind.
I think that's been very typical in this country and across the world, but I think it is getting far more egregious than it has been since perhaps the 19th century and the era of the robber barons. What we have to do, and again, across lines of race and culture and class and sexual orientation and certainly gender, is unite across the whole country and world around just that one principle, human need and not corporate greed.
Well, if everybody united, don't you think there'd be a big repression?
I know that there will be.
Isn't that kind of scary?
It's very scary. And for people who were in Seattle and in D.C., people know, and in any third world country, people know what police repression is about. And it's rather tragic and ironic that most of the police come from the working class, which suffers so at the hands of these wealthy elites. And yes, every movement forward for social and economic justice is going to face police force. However, as we are a majority of the people, and we have to move forward.
And maybe we can get our brothers in the working class dressed in blue on our side.
Well, that would be contradictory to their job, but they might look the other way.
Exactly. Well, good luck to you today, and you have fun.
Thank you.
Do you want to call in?
Oh, our local sisters and brothers. Oh, I didn't know that. Here. I'm a friend.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll share the card.
We will.
It's gotten awfully quiet. All right. There's just so many people to talk to down here at the Kensington Railroad Rights Union. What's happening over there? Press power on there. Just hold it down. Hi. Geez, that's really loud. Hi, I see you standing here watching the parade go by. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm impressed by the diversity of issues and people from many places who have come together in part to oppose something that being an ideology that they think is intolerant and is supportive of a singular group of people, but on the other hand is, I think, empowering and hopeful that things can change if people come together by percolating up and organizing themselves.
Yeah, I see you got that pen with the fish that organized to go after the big fish.
You've got to come together in a unified fashion, in a way that builds community and looks for positive change.
Now, do you see this organizing and uniting across lines and different issues as something that's happening more and more recently, maybe since Seattle, or do you think this is something that's just always been happening in America and we just don't hear about it through the corporate media filter?
I think it's a combination of certainly the kinds of organizing that has been occurring for a long time in small cells, kernels, in different communities. It's always, of course, repressed by the corporate-owned media, but certainly places and instances and events like Seattle created a forum where people could come together and seemingly explode onto the scene, but on another hand, not so surprising, given the kind of organizing in a small scale, more to community level or single issue level. What hopefully, though, is going to be happening from this point forward is a recognition that no matter what issue we may bring to the table, the real problem is a lack of authentic, meaningful democracy in this country.
So you don't think the GOP is working real hard to make a better democracy here?
A democracy for some, a select few for themselves, in which the entry is an awful lot of money, but certainly not a democracy that is authentic, that represents the spirit of one person, one voice. So that's the kind of authentic democracy we have to have.
I saw an advertisement for ABC News. They're going to be inside the elections, and they said, we'll get you inside without, even if you don't have a powerful lobby or a press pass. And so it sounds like you're saying if you don't have a big, fat wallet, you know, you got to get out here in the streets.
But quite honestly, that's not where the action is anyway. The action and the sense and the center of creativity and real positive change, like it has been in the history of this country, from ending of slavery to suffrage of women to abolishing child labor to ending wars and creating sustainable environments, all of that happens at the grassroots level. So it will have to be in which we end corporate rule and create genuine, authentic democracy. It's going to have to happen and is happening at the grassroots.
And the best way to get involved at the grassroots level?
Well, is wherever people come from to hook up with people in their own communities that are not simply focusing on a single issue, but trying to look beyond that, trying to take some risks. Take some risks, social risks, actually. Not just intellectual, but social, and hook up with people unlike maybe a little bit like yourselves and look at this problem and challenge from a multi-constituency, multi-issue point of view.
Sounds like you've done this before.
We're all in a stage of process, trying to do it. Where it ends up, who knows? We can only control the means, not the ends.
Are you from Philadelphia?
From Ohio.
Ohio, and you came out here especially for the Republicrats.
20 of us did so from Northeast Ohio, the Akron-Kent area, hoping to just contribute our little bit to this very impressive group gathering.
Go Ohio. Thank you very much for talking with me.
You guys, keep it up together.
That you just got to keep chanting.
Yeah, I know.
We've had some militant chants. You missed out on them.
Can you give me an example?
The last one we were doing was GOP, rich and cruel, don't destroy public schools. Or tell Bush, tell Gore, tax the rich, house the poor.
That sounds cool. What else you got?
What else we got? We got this one.
Our streets.
Yeah, that's
our streets.
It's a classic. Joke.
Our streets.
Why are you out here today?
I'm out. Well, I'm here specifically because today is a march for economic human rights, and so if you look at the United States in the past 10 years, you've seen a tremendous growth in the gap between rich and poor. You got someone like Bill Gates worth maybe $75 billion, but then you have 35 million people living in poverty, 45 million people without health insurance, and that's disgusting in the world's richest nation.
And how old are you?
I'm 20.
So you've been doing this all of your life, walking in the streets, raising your voice?
Walking in the streets, raising my voice, I'd say 6 years of my life.
6 years. Yeah. So what turned you on 6 years ago?
The selling out of Bill Clinton. I thought Bill Clinton was gonna grant universal health care, give gays and lesbians rights, give us greater access to abortion rights, defund the military. But he sold us out on all those.
So maybe it was a good thing that he sold us out, because people like you and many other people in the world saw right through it.
Yes, I think people are starting to wake, are realizing it, and now people are just beginning to act on their anger. Their anger has been building up, and people are just starting to find outlets for that through protests.
All right, well, you have fun today, all right?
You too, thank you.
Thanks for the chance.
United will never be defeated. The unions.
United will never be defeated.
The unions.
We'll never be defeated.
The unions. So there's no longer a space for you to go back to.
People, if united, we'll never be defeated.
The unions. United will never be defeated.
The unions.
How long is it?
Are you with the IMC?
Yeah.
What's the latest you've heard? How far down are we?
You know, I have no idea because I'm not from Philly.
I think we're like 2 miles from the first Union Center. Are they going to let us march all the way?
We'll see. We'll see. And maybe we'll just do it anyway.
We'll see. We'll see what Kensington says.
Yeah, it is their march.
Yeah.
You're making a little bit of music here. Why so?
Someone gave me this whistle, asked me if I was going to be here tomorrow. I guess there's going to be something tomorrow special with the whistles, but you got to use it a little early if I have the chance.
Yeah, get your practice in
exactly,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how are you having fun yet?
I'm having a good time so far. I mean, I'm glad we got to march. I didn't think we would be able to march because it wasn't permitted or, you know, whatever. But
so they tried to deny poor people a permit?
I'm not sure who tried to apply for it, but that certainly could have been the case. I'm just glad that this many people are out. There's some crazy stuff going over to my right. I'm just glad that this many people are out and walking, and everybody's being cool and calm, and there's no violence, and everybody's just taking it easy.
Yeah, I don't see too many cops around either.
No, I guess I can't line all the streets, but, you know, I see a few here and there every couple blocks.
Yeah, there looks like a pretty big contingent coming out. Maybe we'll wave at them real nice and smile at them real big when we go by.
Yeah, definitely. I'll do that.
All right. Well, you have fun today. Are you from Philly?
I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
From Richmond, Virginia?
Correct.
Why'd you come out here for the Republicrats?
Because it's only 4 hours away, and I didn't want to work anyway this week, so.
Took a week off and made a political statement at the same time.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you have fun today. All right, we got a large contingent of boys in blue, I guess boys and girls in blue, up the street, and I see a security person running by. Are you guys legal observers? Are you guys legal observers?
Yeah.
Can you tell me why there's a lot of police right up ahead of it in front of us? Do you know?
No, we don't have any idea.
All right. Were you out at the Mumia March yesterday?
Yeah, I was there.
So what did you think about that as a legal observer?
I thought they had a lot of cops, but they pretty much seemed to leave everybody alone. I'm not really supposed to talk to the media.
All right.
Yeah, we're supposed to be objective legal observers. But
we're fake media, though. We're not real media.
Oh, there was the Black March yesterday, too. That was an anarchist group. And they had a lot of cops there. They blockaded them and stuff, but they didn't arrest anybody and they didn't pepper spray anybody. It seems like they don't want to, especially with the bad reputation they already have.
Are you from Philly?
Yeah, I live in Philly. Well, I'm not really from here, but...
You live here now?
Yeah.
So you know about the reputation of the city of love?
Yes, I do. Terrible reputation.
So I thought there was actually some negotiations going on yesterday when the Black Bloc was out for the Free Mumia March trying to get to the district attorney's office.
Oh, yeah, there was. They let them go to the district attorney's office.
Wasn't that just beautiful, the way they sat down in a circle there and came to a consensus about whether or not they'd get off the streets and onto the sidewalks?
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kind of different from what we saw at WTO. As far as the relationship between the cops.
Seattle, the police were not prepared at all in Seattle. Nothing ever happens in Seattle.
Did you guys get like videotapes of what went on there to be prepared to watch for what?
I didn't get any videotapes.
Yeah.
No, we didn't think it was going to be the same at all, though.
Really?
No, because Seattle police weren't prepared, and Philly police have been preparing for months.
Yeah?
Yeah. Seattle police weren't prepared at all.
Even though they said, like, way back in July, before, you know, the November protests.
I just don't think they expected the masses.